أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا. This is the second ruku of the surah, Surah Al-Dahr. At the beginning Allah explained that Allah is the creator of mankind. Before that, mankind was not in existence. And then Allah endowed him with such senses and such capabilities by which he can make out what is right and what is wrong. Further, Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to guide mankind. Allah Ta'ala revealed his heavenly kitabs in order to guide mankind. By his natural senses, man should have followed the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and stayed away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And with all the other means that Allah had chosen for guidance of mankind, mankind should have been on the right path. Then Allah explained very briefly that if man disobeys Allah, what the punishment will be in the Akhirat. And then in great detail, the great enjoyments of Jannah were explained, what those who make sabr and who follow the commands of Allah, what great rewards they will get by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Now further Allah explains about the Quran Sharif, the final kitab, heavenly book which Allah had revealed to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also for guidance of mankind, and in what a way Allah Ta'ala had revealed it. Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'an. Hamne utara tujhpar Qur'an. That Allah Ta'ala says with great stress, there is no doubt whatsoever, we who are the creators, that is Allah Ta'ala speaks with authority, that's why in the plural Allah says we, that it is I actually, but with a great authority, that it is we who have revealed this Quran Sharif. And this Quran, which is a kitab to be recited, and it should be recited regularly, and by that, by the recitation of Quran Sharif also, even without understanding, it is a very great means for the hidayat of mankind. And with understanding even more, and one particular quality, how we have revealed the Quran Sharif completely different from all the other heavenly scriptures, Tanzila. Such utara that we have revealed it in absolute truth, and also that we have revealed it piecemeal, bit by bit. One of the complaints of the people of Mecca were also that why the Jews, that why didn't you give us a kitab like it was given at one time to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah said to them that you didn't even believe in Musa alayhi salam. So this is just an excuse you are making. But by sending it down piecemeal, bit by bit, it was easier to absorb and easier to practice gradually, slowly on all the commands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Like for example, liquor that was made haram was not made haram at one instance. Gradually it was made haram as the capabilities were cultured in the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and slowly it became completely haram. The other important aspect of Tanzila, that it was revealed with great, with absolute security. That is, there was lot of security that came down every time with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who himself was enough for security. But Allah had sent whole groups of malaika to protect this wahi. And Allah has even promised, and which is a thing which is evident in front of us till today, that Allah has promised that we are the ones who will safeguard this Quran Sharif. And till today, the Quran Sharif is being protected in every way whatsoever. The words of it are being protected, the meaning of it is being protected, which the further ayat also makes it clear. So this protection of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has guaranteed it from the time that it came from Allah Ta'ala with Jibreel alayhi salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and right through till the day of Qiyamah, the true Quran Sharif, Allah will always protect it. So Allah Ta'ala says, when we have given you this Quran Sharif, you will find lot of opposition also. And we find like Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, Utba, Walid, these were the prominent opposers of the Quran Sharif. So there will be lot of opposition to Quran Sharif, just as it is till today also. There is so much of opposition to the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Like that, we as Muslims also, we accept the Quran Sharif, but various injunctions of the Quran, various commands of the Quran Sharif, we also find that we oppose them. But Allah will make it that there will be always the protectors of the Quran, the true teachings and the true meaning of the Quran Sharif. So firstly, Allah gave directly commands to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in turn to the whole ummat also. فَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكْ. So to intizar kar apne Rab ke hukam ka. You remain patient, make sabr for the command and decree of Allah Ta'ala to come to pass. In other words, you will get lot of opposition, open opposition. People will come like the Quraysh of Makkah. First, with lot of temptation, they tried and deter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his path. They said that whatever money you want, we will give it to you. You want to be our leader, we will make you our leader. You want woman, we will give you woman. Whatever you want, but don't carry on with the teaching of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to not listen to them at all. Then they turned to various types of aggressiveness. And what difficulties and harms they caused to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, don't be subdued by that either. You remain firm on the teachings of the Quran, and we have given you your nabuwat, and we will give you that you will become the ruler of the world as well. So Allah Ta'ala said, the hard and turbulent times will come in between. You will find lot of opposition. You will find lot of things that will be said. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accused of being a madman, na'uzubillah, of being a magician, na'uzubillah, of making jadu, na'uzubillah. But Allah said, you don't worry about all this. You carry on and the true meaning. Then also effort was made for reconciliation. That we take some of your deen, some of our deen, or at least you carry on with your deen, we carry on with our deen. You don't tell anything bad about our deen, we won't say anything bad about your deen. Allah said nothing of the sort. The true deen of Allah, that must be established, and that is what is going to come into the world. And till the day of Qiyamah, there will be always that group of people who will maintain this truth and will uphold it. And the command of Allah Ta'ala to them is that remain firm and remain solid. Do not waver in this at all. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. اور کہنا مت مان ان میں سے کسی گنہگار یا ناشکر کا. And in this process, do not listen, do not follow to any of those people who are the wrongdoers, who are the sinful people, and those who are disobedient and who disbelieve in the Quran, and those who are unthankful. So the injunctions and the commands of Allah Ta'ala in every detail, whether it is with regard to the matter of interest, whether it is with regard to the matter of parda, whether it is with regard to the matter of capital crime and the punishment, whatever it is, you do not listen to anyone and do not waver. And truly, if we maintain the stand that we follow the Quran and we go by its teachings, then Allah Ta'ala will give the victory as He had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we also get subdued, whether it is from within or from without, and we give in to people that what they want, the modern way of Islam, a watered down system of Islam, a mild Islam, a thing that Islam fits into the contemporary times, etc. And as the people go, we also go that way. And we keep the name Islam still, in that way Allah's help is not worth. But when we maintain the law of Allah Ta'ala as Allah wants it, then Allah Ta'ala's help comes also accordingly. So these commands are very, very important and they are very relevant for us at all times. May Allah give us tawfiq to stand for the truth and maintain the truth at all times.